Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show. And today I don't know where to begin. Yesterday I had an interesting day researching. And I've been, working at getting some shows ahead so that if something comes up, I'm not pressed or whatever. And there's been so much information coming out lately. And there's something new I'll be talking about in future shows in regarding to genetics and what's really going on in genetics. And I have a theory, and I'll call it a theory, speculation, a feeling, for lack of a better word. I don't like using the term feelings. It usually relates to an emotional response, but it's not an emotional response. It's basically speculation based on facts and things I'm finding. There's a term out called epitranscriptome. I'll talk about this in future shows. I'll get in more detail about it. But basically, this is a using different type of coding to either erase, add to, or eliminate, or alter. And it's a whole science in regarding to how you want to remove, add, or delete, or reconstruct, or change. This is what this vaccine is doing that they're promoting. That's why so many people are dying. And I have after reading what I've been reading, I have been looking at certain things, and I've come to the conclusion that the deaths of these vaccines are very, very much under-recorded. We're not getting the full number of people who have died from this vaccine. In fact, I saw something last night that I actually shared it with the people that are, that I talk to on either Telegram or on Skype. And I had to put a warning on. Normally I don't have to put warnings on the stuff. Most people can handle some of the shit that we're seeing. But this shit was so bad, I had to walk away from the computer. I was shaking my head and I was talking to God, and I don't understand how. I said, God, I don't know how in the bloody hell you can. I didn't say it that way. I actually used a lot stronger language in regarding to what I saw. What I saw was the leftover of young children that were harvested for adrenochrome. Now, we all hear about adrenochrome, and we all hear about kids being abused and, beat to hell and pounded so bad that every juice, every hormone, everything comes out into their blood before they execute them. But what they don't tell you is how they bleed them out. They bleed them out of their jugular. And I was watching, I saw some of these pictures, I thought, good golly, Miss Molly. I'm saying that way because I would be speaking Canadian otherwise. It was so effed up. I like, whoa. And then I saw another, it was my night to see the horror show, I gotta tell you. Somebody else, same person sent me this other illustration report that the cadavers that they're cadavering, sake of a better word, gutting, are being harvested for their organs. All these people that are dying of this so-called corona or the COVID, our organs are being harvested. So there's still a lot of human trafficking going on, except now, instead of moving the people, you're just moving the organs and disposing of what's left over. Then I was watching something on cloning. Like I said, last night was the horror show of horror shows. And I'm like, holy shit, So, then I realized the front about all this corona, it's not just about taking away your prosperity, your savings, your pensions. This is about harvesting people. See, we've had suicide rates have gone off the map here since this has been happening. We got people who are in such a state of bad depression that, you know, they're killing themselves. So what's happening to the cadavers? Oh, they're being harvested. The organs now can be transported to whatever. And with the understanding of genetics that's going on today, it's very doable. You can be dead for a couple of days and the organs will still be all right. Or they can do something to those organs to regenerate them through this method I just mentioned earlier. It's the whole theme in today's time is death by needle. That's the war machine. And in the fields, our bodies burning. This is what's going to wind up happening to the carcasses. If they can't use them for cloning, if they can't use their DNA, they can't extract the proteins, if they can't extract the enzymes, if they can't extract the genetic material, if they can't extract the chromosome materials, if they can't utilize the arteries and the veins, if they can't utilize some of the organs that can be, you know, reconstituted, then all that's left is fire. It's all set. But I mean, I just mentioned a whole slew of things. The human body, I shouldn't say the human body, God's creation of our bodies is so unique and so advanced. Imagine a living, walking, talking organism that's a bipedal that has the capacity to rationalize, think, computate, understand, have a spirit, have an understanding of God, and is being used as material. The term is goyim, being used like a goyim. And some people keep saying to me, oh, you're anti-Semitic. It's not, the term is very real. Just like the N-word is very real. We try to, how would you put it, you know, make it nice, make it pleasant. We won't use those words. We will use these other words that are less harsh in their description of the shit that's here. See, instead of calling something shit, we call it caca. We call it poo-poo. We call it feces. We call it whatever it is to make it less crude. And as a result, we just sort of prettify everything in such a way so that it doesn't sound so bad. It doesn't seem so bad. See, when we start talking in terms of being politically correct, we sort of pacify calling a spade, calling a bucket, calling a violin, a fiddle. We want to make things nice. We want to, you know, we want to almost erase any kind of truth. There's probably ways of saying the truth, and there's probably more elaborate ways of saying the truth. But to get the impact of what the truth is, sometimes you have to use words like shit or F or whatever, because that is the language of the salt of the earth. And sometimes prettifying something, making something seem so, you know, cosmetic, basically lessens the harshness of the reality that this life is. So when we're looking at kids having their throats slit, looking like they just went had a truck run over them, being bled out so they can be harvested so that the blood of these children can be sold on the open black market, or somebody dying of a fake fuckery that is being propagated on the whole planet right now, and some places are actually fighting it. You know, I was reading something in South Dakota. The governor of South Dakota basically told them the FRO with their bullshit. And as a result, while everybody's going broke in America, South Dakota is prospering. I think Americans should really think of moving to South Dakota. Because South Dakota is happening. And South Dakota doesn't require a mask, doesn't require any of the bullshit that all these other states are propagating. South Dakota is prospering. Because they're not falling for the bullshit. I even think in Canada, if we're going to go somewhere, South Dakota might be a consideration. Just a thought. Texas is also supposed to be, you know, gung-ho G.I. Joe. They're not following the game either, so is Florida. But in Ontario, where I live, we have a premier that's got no balls. He's been castrated. He's got a factory that produces labels for all this shit people are buying. And as long as he's able to make his money and his millions selling these effing labels, then we are never going to see the light of day in this province. That's the fact. And why would they change? Everybody is so effing stupid that they would fall for this bullshit. And now they got the mass police going out to the county. I live in Windsor. They're going out to the county now to make sure all the farmers are having their masks and all the bullshit that's in their houses. I mean, are you effing kidding me? You know, I saw something else too. Yesterday was one of those days, like I said, it was one seeing the horror show. The Dutch. Oh, the Dutch. I like the Dutch. They got balls. I like the Dutch. They were burning down the health centers in the Netherlands. I think we need to do that here in Canada. I really do. I think we need to do that here in Canada and the States need to do it in the United States to show everybody that we mean business, that this shit has to stop. Because as long as everybody keeps on complying and being cosmetic, nicey-nicey, okay, this is never going to change. Never going to change. And you know what? Inevitably, they are going to bring in the military to clamp everything down anyway. This is an inevitability. We're not going to see this ever go back. This is the new world order. I've seen some guy they got there now. He's supposed to be some new figurehead talking about some, you know, this new reset and blah, blah, blah. They, like I said, the life that we knew has ended. You ain't going to go to no bloody baseball game. You're not going to go to no bloody basketball game. You're not going to go to no bloody football game. Even the athletes are going to have to wear some sort of face condom when they go and play. Hand condoms, whatever. You know. We are not in those days anymore where we can be entertained. They don't need to entertain you anymore. They don't need to distract you anymore. Now they need to control you. Now they need to herd you into the corral. And if you don't go in one way, you will go in another. If you don't walk into their shit one way, they'll kill you and put you in there in another. You will be harvested one way or another. The new reset is about harvesting the mankind. Now it's gone to the point of now we're just going to harvest. The harvest is on, baby, and you are the crop. You got all the shit they need for the epigenetics that you've been developing to create whatever monstrosity that they were going to create. All those myths, the mythos that they told us in the past, the Greek mythologies, the Chinese mythologies, the Egyptian mythologies, those were not myths. The cycle and the recycle, I should call it, not the cycle, the recycle of our lives on this planet as men and women has been continually reaching the same level of ignorance, the same level of incompetence in regarding to understanding what's really happening. The incapacity to understand the literature that's being written today or understanding the very words. Now we need memes. We need cartoons. Just like the Egyptian hieroglyphics that we've seen that's in Egyptian. That was not a high sophisticated language. That was the language of the stupid. They needed a cartoon to tell them what to do because they no longer knew how to read. Because the same systemic design to entrap, harvest and consume men and women has been going on since the beginning of time. The fall of Adam and Eve initiated the whole concept of being harvested. You know, the demonics of the planet have been constantly harvesting mankind since man's inception. And we're living in these times again in this new recycled time frame. The only difference today is the level of stupidity, I think, is probably the worst it's ever been. The complete incompetence in regarding to understanding, to retain the education you might have had. Those from the era of the 50s and 60s, we were educated. the programming was being introduced, and the seduction was being introduced. We were seduced. All that free sex bullshit and the high, getting high and getting a buzz, and then that whole new agey bullshit that all came in through the 60s, that was designed to indoctrinate and program us to get us away from real values, real ethics, real morals, real faith in God, not some bullshit, universal conscious horseshit that doesn't, seriously, you're gonna talk to empty space? Oh, the universe, really? The stupefaction of that is beyond belief. Worshipping the creation rather than the creator. Does that make any sense? Oh, great rock on the ground. Oh, great tree. Oh, great stone. Oh, let me bow down to you. Oh, let me make a statue and bow to that too. This is where we're at today. I sell rocks. I got people that buy rocks. Some buy them for aesthetics. Some buy them as a collection of fossils and different things. Some buy geodes. Some actually believe that these rocks have supernatural powers. People ask me all the time, what does this rock do? I says, well, last I checked, it just looks pretty. You can put it on a platform. You can make jewelry out of it. But as far as what it can do, And then they'll ask me some other stuff. What energy? I said, I don't believe in the rock. I believe in the one who made the rock. I believe in the one who created that rock. They look at me and say, that makes more sense. Imagine that. Crystalline rocks like quartz and silica can conduct electricity. Matter of fact, most of them can, because most of the rocks that people buy have a silica aluminum component to them. Quartz is mostly silica. Lapis is a silica aluminum material. A lot of your jaspers, a lot of your, what's the other one? So I can't think of it right off the bat. But anyway, they all have some form of silica to them. And some other conductive materials, but they don't produce any energy until energy is put into them. You have to create a conductivity into them in order to get that whatever energy you're looking for. I can fire a laser at a quartz, a green laser, and if I fire at it long enough, because I got one of these high-powered lasers, it will actually emit a blue hue around it. It will take it up to the next level, next frequency. But on its own, it doesn't produce anything. It's just like anything else. You have to have every action have an equal opposite reaction. You have a reaction to whatever you put to it. You set things in motion. You'll also have an opposite reaction to it as well. That's just simple, basic, fundamental science, as far as that goes. But like I said, when people start believing in these are idols. People tell me, what about Shungite? I said, don't wear it, don't consume it, don't. I said, have a big chunk of it on the outside to deflect different frequencies. That's fine, but don't have it on your skin, because you'll absorb the carbon C60 that will embed and lodge inside you, and then you become a superconductive antenna, better to receive the transmissions you need for the voice to skull technology and other controllable frequencies. Like I said, nothing is what it appears at all. And everything that you're seeing that's coming out there, even in the health food industry, you have to understand something. 90% of those people, 95% of those people are just whores. Paid whores. That's all they are. They get paid to sell you shit that will further compromise you. And unless you do your due diligence and research, and I'm not talking using Google. How many times I have to say, people say, I did a Google, really? And what did you find? I said, now are you sure Google gave you the right information? So they got everybody brainwashed to go to Google. Google. And I tell everybody, Google's a good place to go shopping. They have a good marketing page. If you want to go buy something, look for something to buy or maybe sell, they have it. But if you're looking for real information, real science, real research, forget it. 99,000 pages down, you might find something. And then it may be dubious. They do have things like Google Scholar and Google Patents. These, again, has nothing to do with Google. These are patents that they've collected. Free patents online is another one. You can find a lot of good information as far as finding what patents and how they work and what they're supposed to do. But when you're doing the research, and I keep telling this to everybody, I was explaining this to someone the other day actually, don't use Google. Get a blank, get some other platform, and type directly into the URL your query or whatever you're looking for. It will open you up to everything out there, whether they be military sites, industrial sites, scientific sites, lab sites, university sites, marketing sites. And then you have a broader variety of information that you can now access to see what is real, what isn't real. You got to use your head here. The game today is about deception, seduction, and manipulation. And it's all about harvesting you. Harvesting you. The Georgia Guidestones and the Protocols of Zion have stated clearly, that their end game is to get the population down to 500 million to 600 million. And I deduced, through just my own personal connecting the dots, the only reason why they need 500 to 600 million people is so they can have their cattle to feed on. They won't need these people to do really any jobs, because unless they need them to maybe repair the machines, which now the machines can do on their own. Imagine that. Robot fixing a robot. AI repairing itself, AI upgrading itself. It's been doing it forever. So when we're looking at some of the stuff that, that's out there, it's one thing to look at something, It's one thing to hear something. And it's one thing to try to, I was explaining to somebody last night, he had this idea that we had good old days. Let me explain something about the good old days, because everyone thinks that it was, the good old days were better. The good old days was enslaving you just like the new old days are enslaving you. No different. The only difference is we had a little bit of an entertainment factor, and we could go out and maybe go to a concert or a ball game or whatever. But the good old days were just as much a enslavement and entrapment day as any other time. The only difference was that we were just disconnected from that reality. We had so many distractions to disconnect us. We had so many things on television to allure us away from reality. So as a result, we didn't see the truth. Okay, that's the only difference. Back earlier in time, people were poorer, a lot poorer. They worked for less money, but their money went further. A lot further. My mom used to tell me when, 50, 60 years ago, they made $30 a week in the United States. But $5 to $10 worth at a grocery store bought you a lot of food. You walked out with like 10 bags of groceries, full. That was your meat, your dairy, your vegetables, your soaps, your laundry detergents, your toiletries. The whole works. It bought you way, way more. Today, you're making $1,200 a week, $600 a week, $500 a week, whatever you're making, $300 a week, and you're coming out with one bag of groceries at paying $100, Something happened. But even in those times, they worked their asses off for that $30. It didn't come easy. And they worked in some of the most horrific conditions ever. So the little bit of joy that they may have had was, again, the stimulation to keep them going. But the good old days were hard and rough. I remember when the auto workers would go on strike. They were at the verge of losing their homes, their cars, everything that they had worked for, just so they can get a better wage and a better life, better benefits. Because at that time, they're working in the most horrific environments. In these auto factories were just like working in shit. The solvents, the chemicals, the oils, everything that was in the air, the things they were being exposed to, the epigenetic damage that this was causing a lot of them were dying of cancer, a lot of them were dying of respiratory issues, a lot of them were dying of liver dysfunctionality because of the solvents eating at their liver and their brain. So they had to fight to get the benefits that they had, and they're losing them all now. you know, because this is a different breed of men and women that, again, have no spine. You know, they have not had it hard to a point where they're ready to fight. As a matter of fact, they freak out because as soon as they get the job at Chrysler, Ford, or GM, the first thing they do is they buy a new car, new house, new furniture, new this and that, and now they're in the cycle of debt, which now basically takes away and demeans any life that they could have had. Instead of gradually working up and save for whatever and paid cash, you right away, and again, this is the mentality, be in debt, be in debt, be in debt, be in debt. There's only two reasons why you need to be in debt. A, you're running a business, or B, you're buying big ticket items like cars and houses that, again, will take a time frame to pay off. Other than that, you should be saving for everything, or if you have to use a credit card, you pay it off at the end of the month so you don't acquire any debt or any interest on your debt. That's how you should really be doing it. But again, you know, everyone gets beyond their means, and now they're buried. And now with the situation that's going on right now, if you are in a debt and you lost your job because of the shutdown, you might have to go to South Dakota to get a job so you can pay off your debt. Because you're not going to get it in Michigan. You're not going to get it in Ontario. You're not going to get it in Ohio. You're not going to get it in Illinois. You're not going to get it in Wisconsin. You're not going to get it in Manitoba. You're not going to get it in Quebec. You're not going to get it in Nova Scotia or PEI or Newfoundland or New Brunswick. You're not going to get it in Alberta. Alberta's gone broke, you know. You're not going to get it in BC. You might get it in Texas. You might get it in Florida. Because these, like I said, these are only three states in the whole North America that says you're Chuck U. Farley and the whole thing. So they have now put everybody in a compromised position so they can now harvest men and women. Sounds a little scary, doesn't it? Ooh, you're being preyed upon. The devil's always been preying upon us. The demonics have always been preying upon us. Now they're manifested. Now they're here. All the satanic bullshit, all the satanic worshiping on this planet, all the satanic crap that they've been pumping has now materialized and manifested the demons to be here on this realm and this reality. And people now are, instead of taking a stand, are basically bending over. It's the way it is, you know, and I'm not mincing any words here. It's just how it rolls. And like I said, I admire the Europeans. We have some places in Canada that are fighting. Windsor's fights, Toronto fights. I think Calgary's fighting. I think Vancouver's fighting. Quebec was fighting. I think Montreal was fighting. I don't know where the rest of Canada is, but I know these areas are fighting. And this is the problem. This is a big problem. We're not fighting as a country. We're fighting as a fragmented army. That's what we're fighting, how we're fighting. The whole country needs to be in on this battle. Or like I said, we are going to lose this country if we haven't lost it already. You know, and this is a country worth keeping. We have such a unique concept in this country. And it's about to be buried. Because we need to have a new reset. See, we could, essentially, Canada could say no to anything, get rid of all the treaties, start building a commerce within the country like China has and India's doing and the United States has done. Eventually, we would develop a strong economy here. And then it may even inspire Canadians to make babies again. Because, again, the population growth here is next to nil. Because who the hell would want to bring a child into this shithole in the first place? There's nothing here to inspire that. That's pretty sad. When you got a country with this type of potential, that the only people that are having babies are immigrants that are coming over from another country who have no idea what's going on here. So they think, oh, Canada's great, until they're here about 5 or 10 years. And then they have a whole different perspective. Their eyes finally wake up and they realize what has happened. They're sick all the time. They're broke all the time. They can't get what they, you know, their costs are extremely high. and the bubble burst. The illusion is gone. And a lot of them decide, you know what, maybe it wasn't so bad where we were before. That's what's happening. You know, and I talk to a lot of the immigrants, a lot of the ethnic people that have immigrated here, and they all say the same thing. When they first come in here, it's the honeymoon. The honeymoon's here. But after a while, they begin to realize their pockets are being bled dry. No matter what they do, how much they make, what they work, how much they earn, they're always in the hole. And that's just about anywhere today. So the reality of what's happening, when you see these things, you don't think, wow, maybe, just perhaps, we're being targeted economically. Maybe we're being targeted, you know, through the debt. Maybe we're being targeted through the politics. Maybe we're being targeted by the television. Maybe we're being targeted by the radio. Maybe we're being targeted by the music we're bebopping to, or the sitcoms we're watching. Maybe we're being targeted by the sports that distract us from reality. Maybe we're being targeted by the soap operas that distract from this reality. Maybe we're being distracted by the news. Oh, the news. You know what's interesting about the news? It's not new. It's the same program that's been running for the last 60 years. Same shit, no different. The only difference there is out there is the subject matter. But you know what? The news has never, ever, ever told us the truth. They gave us some truisms, but never have they ever spoken the truth. Ever. I remember watching on the internet a weatherman in the Detroit channel made a comment about the chemtrails. How he said they weren't chemtrails, blah, blah, blah. But he mentioned the term chemtrail. Shortly thereafter, he was no longer working as a weatherman. And then later on, it was reported that he was going out to become a religious minister of some kind. So isn't that interesting? How many people walk away from like almost a six-digit income to just become a humble minister? It happens. I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but I found that to be a little bit dubious at best. So like I said, when we're seeing some of the hoopla out here, makes you wonder. On my on the pod tonight, I put a link on there. It's a comedy, a parody. It's about the police trying to get this guy because he wasn't wearing a mask. And the guy's running around the cars and, you know, he's throwing stuff at the cop. And it's funny to watch. It'll entertain you. It'll lighten up the mood, you know. Like I said, give you something to chuckle about. You know, sometimes we do need to laugh, and I'm all for having a good laugh, you know. Sometimes we need to break whatever, and this can help. I get calls all the time, and the biggest call I get is people are now getting depressed. People are putting on weight. People are, you know, feeling so restricted. Woman called me the other day on that, and I told her, well, I can give you a pill, and I'm kind of repeating this, but a pill isn't going to solve it. So I can give you niacinamide, I can give you taurine, I can give you glycine, I can give you melatonin, I can give you 5-HTP, I can give you GABA, I can give you all kinds of chocolate and cocoa and vanilla. You know, I can give you a little brandy. End of the game, the bottom line of this game is real simple here. You won't fix it completely. You may take the edge off of the depression with these things, but the real answers are getting free. You're in jail. You don't realize you're in jail, but you're in jail. And you haven't committed any crime. This is the thing. And this is what we're accepting. We are in a jail for no crime at all, for a fake pile of rubbish. I get calls all the time, and everyone's always asking me my opinion. What do you think about this COVID? What do you think about this corona? What do you think? I tell them all the time, well, did you guys ever get a shot? COVID shot? And they said, well, no. I said, the only way you can get COVID is if you get a shot. They vaccinate you, or if they penetrated your brain with a Q-tip, putting nanoparticles inside the head. That's a penetration. That's a vaccine. See, like I said, the whole effing thing is nothing but a lie. A game. You're being tagged to be harvested. Imagine that. Imagine you're being tagged to be harvested. Somebody say, well, what do you mean by that? Okay, let's take that little Q-tip, shove it up your nose. We bypass the membrane, we penetrate the membrane, and now we released a program operating system with these nanoparticles, which are now embedding in your brain, and now are reorientating themselves to produce a circuit inside your head. Now you go into a place where they fire a laser, an infrared laser, to your forehead, which will penetrate 4 inches into your skull. That infrared is reading the data on those chips. And those chips are now assembling even faster because now they've been charged up. Imagine that. See, and like I said, most people don't read. I mean, Brian 396 and myself have been talking about nano for over a dozen years. Over a dozen. And the information we put out there is intense and immense. But the biggest excuse I get nowadays is it's information overload. And yet, they won't take the time to look and see what is going on in their bodies, what they're putting into their bodies, what they're vaccinating in their bodies. The nurses in America are just beyond belief stupid. They're crazy to just voluntarily give up their arm to a vaccine that hasn't been thoroughly tested, so they can be examples of the front line. Talk about being programmed. Talk about bullshit to the highest and nth degree. We're gonna be the examples because we're the front line. Yeah, give me the shot. Oh, Mac, just give me the shot. I'll bend over, drop my britches, just jab it in all the way. You know, no thought, no brain. Knock, knock, who's there? I don't know. I left the building. Stick a needle in. Maybe it'll come back, you know. And then they wind up dying. Or dysfunctional. Like I said, the deaths of these vaccines are extremely underrated. I just saw another thing yesterday, 181 deaths. You know, I was like, really? And it's what the media will release or what somebody has found out and has released on the internet. And these globalists come off like they're sophisticated and like nothing's wrong, everything's normal, everything's okay, and they pacify people with this bullshit. Let's call it what it is. An outright lie. And what are they doing? Oh, they're just selling you on this whole, the cosmetology of this. Oh, this is so glamorous. You're going to get a shot. Bill Gates, I saw something today. Someone said Bill Gates is trying to figure out why people have such animosity. I mean, this when I read stuff like this, I think, you know what? He's laughing at everybody. He is hysterically laughing at everybody. It's not that he doesn't understand. Sure, he knows what's going on. You know, I think what he's laughing at is because nobody is taking any real stand or any real fight against him. And he also understands that there's enough fight going on that the fight can flip the coin here. And now we have a new mutated strain of the Corona COVID banana. It's coming for you. It's going to mutate. It's going to gyrate. It's going to striate. Oh, it's just going to just take you out. You'll be the next seasoned meal for the globalists. Next, preyed upon by the predator. Now they're just tenderizing you with these new chemicals, so now you'll have more flavor. Imagine that. Sounds spooky, doesn't it? Doesn't it sound spooky? But you know what? There's an element of truth there. Your organs can be harvested. You could be very much very healthy, and they put into your head that you've got some boogeyman in you. You got something in you. You got COVID positive. need to quarantine. The latest thing I saw today, and I'm going to tell you something. I know for a fact, that people are going to be so effing stupid in regarding to wearing a mask, that now they're saying you need to wear more than one. 3 is better. 4 is best. 5 is ultimate. Put them on. Put them all on. And this is the stupidity here. People can barely breathe with one mask on. Imagine having to put 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 or 10 or 20. Imagine what's going to happen. I stated on these shows by June this year, May to June, late spring, early summer, we will see a major, major dropping of people because of pneumonia. Between the pneumonia and the targeting sequences from these frequencies, from the 6G frequencies that they'll be hitting people with who've been vaccinated, you'll see one by one getting hit. They'll all have some kind of a disorientation in their bodies, so some major dysfunction, and they may not all be the same, because that'll be the nature of the program that'll be hitting them, which will, again, give them their designer death. So what'll happen is this by summer, we'll see people, already people walk around bug-eyed. I cannot imagine for the life of me why anybody would walk outside with a mask on. I mean, what is it going to take, really? You know, next thing you know, they're going to tell you to put a mask on your asshole. Speaking of assholes, let me point out some other interesting thing I got. Now China is saying that they need to test people through their asshole because the results are better. Imagine that. We're going to stick something up your ass. I think the Chinese are a little kinky there. It's my thinking. You know, bad enough they're sticking it up your nose, and bad enough they're firing a infrared laser into your skull so that it can activate this programming. Now they want to stick it up your ass. Can you imagine that? I mean, that is the ultimate insult. That is the ultimate insult. These people are so stupid, we'll just shove it up their ass. They are not going to do anything anyway. They'll just bend over and take it. Maybe they like it that way. Who knows? That might be just the Chinese. Who knows? Maybe. But when it starts happening in Canada, I said this before too, you know, they will be hanging their ass outside the car door waiting for the shot. There was a video on that too. they actually did that over in Europe. I think that was in Italy or Portugal or something. It was a comedy. Lady pulls up to where they get vaccinated. She's talking in whatever language she's talking. She pulls up. This guy's got his ass hanging out the door, and the gal just jabs him with a syringe. I'm not kidding you. And you know what? That is going to be the reality. This is how dumb people are. They will just follow orders. They've been completely mechanized in the head. No thought, no thinking. Obey. Obey. Amazing. Amazing. You know. See, and I blame the churches on this too. I blame the synagogues. I blame the mosques. I blame the temples. I blame all of these religious institutions because they subjected people to be in a state of surrender, in a state of subjugation, okay, to the authorities, when the subjugation and the surrendering should have been to God instead. Yes, we should be listening to the authorities, but when the authorities are inducing the population to commit suicide or planetside, the population has within their reach to remove these individuals, put them in jail, and throw away the key. Or hang them. Whatever. Castrate their balls, castrate their tits, I really don't care. They should be eliminated. And I'm putting it straight out there. Any political group, irrespective of conservative, liberal, Democrat, Republican, whatever, you know, induces a population to commit suicide, should be removed, period. And whatever they own, whatever they have, completely confiscated, throw them out in the streets if you want. Throw them out in the streets if you want. The streets will take care of them. Because without their wealth, without their power, they'll be the weakest things on the planet. If they're not eliminated through a system that can eliminate this disease, the streets will do it. This is, like I said, unbelievable. Unbelievable. You get governors, female governors, are just heartless as can be, killing their own population. You got men politicians, again, heartless as can be, killing their own. Like I said, castrated or cut off their tits, I really don't care. And then set them on fire. They don't have that right to be here with us. Okay, and this may sound really hard and really strong, but you better think about what I'm saying here. We got a planet-side situation going on. Planet-side. Planet-side is like suicide, genocide, but on a planetary level. We're killing millions with the stupidity. And the death rate of all of this, okay, nobody is really giving you the full story here. Norway has come out and stated that the vaccines were never tested on old people. Well, of course they were never tested on old people. They weren't really ever tested. So this is why, and this is how, why they're blaming the old people are dying. They're dying because of the incompetence of the allopathic field and the genetic field and the virology field and the scientific community, the incompetence of not being thorough before releasing something of this nature. Merck came out and stated they're no longer going to be working on a vaccine. They said let people get exposed and let them develop their own immune system, which should have been in the first place. But no, premiers like ours is making money, making labels, so he can have a cushy-tushy type lifestyle at the blood of his the people he's supposed to be watching over. This is public service, means that you serve the public, not that the public services you. You're supposed to be serving the public, okay? And your own personal endeavors are put aside while you are serving the public. This is not happening in Ontario, and it sure as hell not happening in Ottawa either. Like I said, there's only three states in the whole union, and South Dakota, it'll be on a future show, I'll have the link. But I'm telling you, this is amazing. They're doing good, they're doing great, that's according to the article. Now, that could be also, you know, fantasized, and it also can be embellished. But I do partly believe that they probably made more money this year than any other state because they were open for business. And because you're the only game in town, everybody's coming to you. Imagine that. And you don't have Costco, and you don't have Walmart, and you don't have all these big chain box stores influencing the government there. She's telling me, I run the show here, not you. You want to do business, fine. If not, pack it up and leave. That's how it should be. You want to go to China? F off. Go ahead. Go to China. But don't bring your shit here. You bring your shit here, we will level so many taxes on that thing, it'll be unreachable by the average American or the average Canadian. That's how business should be done. So having everything going to China, then I have no choice but buy all the shit that they make over there, and it doesn't work right, and it doesn't last. You know, it lasts even less than the stuff we made here years ago. It's like this stuff is just crap. And all these online stores would disappear. Amazon would be gone. Yay. You know. The eBay would be gone. Yay. Banggood would be gone. Yay. Because we'd be making the stuff here, and we'd be making with better quality here. At least I like to think so. Anyway, I could be deluded there too, but because it all boils down to how much you're making and what type of job you're working at and so forth and so on. Let me see here. There's something else. Okay, there's the Nuremberg Code. I think everybody should download this. I think everybody should post this on your windows, on your doors, if you got stores. Yeah, indicating that they don't have the right to experiment on you. That's what this is all about, the big experiment. And if you live, oh well, that's okay. If you don't live, oh, and if you lived on the first shot, don't worry, we got you going for a second one. And if you survive that one, don't worry, we'll get you with the third one. And if you don't die, I guess you were meant to live. Now you've been marinated with all the chemicals inside. Yum, yum. So again, you know, and you know the reason why the stuff has to be stored at minus 70 or minus 80, you know why they have to do that? Because if they don't do that, the DNA strands in this shit that they, this cocktail, this soup, this chimera that they made, the DNA will start to break down. Now, what happens is when they thaw it out to inject inside of you, because they can't inject a minus 70 degree vaccine, the DNA strands have started to break down before they even get it inside of you. So now you're getting corrupted DNA being inserted inside of you. Can you imagine? As I said, the incompetence on this is unfrickin' real. This is what they call science today. It's more, I call this bullshit today. This is the most bullshit science I've ever seen. You don't need a degree to have to see this. It's got to be stored at minus 70. So then when it thaws out, it's subject to break. The DNA strands are subject to be broken down. And then they want to insert this shit inside of you. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? It's just horrific, this whole thing. Again, this shot is designed to kill you. It's not designed on any level to help you in any way. This is planicide. This is, like I said, after what I saw last night with all that, oh, that shit, God almighty, ugh. It still hurts my eyes, hurts my insides, just, ugh. Seeing that shit. These things, they're not people. These are not people, these are not human. Even human is it would be a compliment. They're not men, they're not women, they're not human. And human is a derogatory of a man or a woman. Okay? They're not even a goyim. These things are just vile. Vile to no end. Vile. I have thoughts. Real thoughts. Which I won't share on the air because the Canadian F-bomb will be just blatant. But they need to be dealt with. And, I'll let it go. But anyway, the vaccine, minus 70. Thawed out, injected. Then you get the synthetic genomics. A synthetic life given birth by a computer. Imagine that. Combining components that a computer can now formulate to create a life of its own which can replicate itself. Wow. It's called nanobiotech. That's what everybody's got inside of them. This is what they're spraying in the air. This is what you're eating. You know. Like I said, the Bible is correct. The Bible is correct. Some of you may not believe in the Bible, but you know what? I'm going to give you a heads up here. When Jesus said, if he don't come back, there will be no flesh will be saved. He wasn't kidding. Because the way this is going, there ain't going to be nothing left. Nothing. No insects, no birds. This place, this plant will be a sterile planet. The only thing that'll be able to live on this planet, to live on this shithole, will be demons. Only thing left to be able to live on this planet, demons. Because everything else will be wiped out. Everything else will be altered. Everything else, and if you become altered, like taking that effing chip, you are no longer the DNA you were meant to be. You are something else. You are now part of a program, or you have a program operating system running through you, or you are a programmable program code that is integrated to an AI network. Imagine that. You're a program code that's integrated into an AI network. Wow. Think about that for a little bit. Now, they want... Remember, how many of you have seen the movie iRobot with Will Smith? It's a futuristic thing in Chicago, and everybody's got this robot. These robots are supposed to help people. They help the people that are, you know, invalid and staying trapped at home and so forth and so on. Anyway, the AI takes over in the movie, and in the end, all the robots become, you know, very aggressive and wage war against mankind. And in there, in that theme, the AI is set out to kill mankind because it's looking at mankind as the problem to the earth. Anyhow, and we see these scenarios all the time when the machine does an analysis and realizes that men are the problem. And I mean by men, I don't mean just men and women, mankind. So in order to fix the problem, we have to eliminate mankind. Well, they got the vaccines through an AI network. You maybe think that the AI is trying to kill men and women? Just a thought. Just a concept, you know. Now they're going to talk about manufacturing these things. They call it the Sophia Army. Sophia Army. Imagine that. Imagine that. An army of these machines are going to be in your house so that you can talk. They can help you out. Hell, you might even be able to have sex with them. Her, it, whatever. Imagine that. You don't have to go anywhere. You know, it can perform whatever job you give it. Talk about being an unofficial police. Modern, you know, what's the term? It slipped my head. It's, you know, to basically keep an eye on everything. Keep an eye on monitoring. It can monitor everything going on. And if you act a little rangy, it can now notify the police or the military or whatever they're going to have to come down and pay you a visit. And then the machine can then give them a recording that it took while it was monitoring you of your behavior. Imagine that. Imagine that. You know, we all of a sudden, I don't know when this happened. I don't know how it happened, but it happened. All of a sudden now, we need to be chaperoned. We need to be chaperoned. There was a Outer Limits show done way back in the 60s on a similar theme. That families were breaking down so bad that somebody created an AI network and robots were coming into living in people's homes. And they were going to make sure that people started to behave correctly, started to conform correctly. So when they first came, there was resistance, obviously, and the men beat the hell out of these machines and destroyed them and burned them. The next day, a new machine came in, a lot more aggressive, and a lot more, was able to defend itself where the first one didn't. And this was back in the 60s they were talking about this shit. And there was another one they did where they had this woman that looked like a nanny. It was a machine, took care of the kids, and the kids fell in love with the machine. She became the parental replacement. They went to the machine more than they went to their mom and dad. Imagine that. Now we're talking about this iRobot scenario that Hanson Robotics wants to put out there. You might want to take a look at it. Understand, all of a sudden, mankind needs a chaperone. We can no longer evolve in the way that we needed to evolve. You know, rise and fall, rise and fall, rise and fall, till we understand the nature of what we're evolving to. Now that evolution is being controlled, now that evolution is being foisted upon everybody, what the people in charge think evolution should be. Again, it's controlled after their image and after their likeness, not after God's image or after God's likeness. Think about that. Think about that. The stage has been set, and now we have to wake up to realize that we are being forged in the image of these people or these demons or these demonics. And I don't call them fallen angels, and I don't call them whatever. Let's call them what they are. They're not aliens. They're not interdimensionals. They're not fallen angels. They're demons, demonics, devils, whatever you want to call them, because they have absolutely, they don't give a shit about us. They feed on us. They screw us. They take advantage of us. They turn us into their slaves. And that's all we are. That's all we are. And if you look at even at biblically, that has been the theme throughout the whole Bible. I believe the same thing in other books as well. The theme has always been this battle of evil. And when people fall asleep, they become slaves of that evil. That's always been historically. Even throughout the Bible, throughout the Old Testament, that's what you see all the time. And now, it's here. Now it's here. Alrighty, I always mention at the end of these shows, you know, to read the Gospels, read what Jesus had to say, understand what Jesus had to say, try to understand. And if you're not understanding, ask God to give you some enlightenment there, you know, make you aware of His Word and what He's trying to get across to you. You know, I always emphasize reading the Gospels because we're under a new covenant, we're not under the old. We're under a covenant that, again, of blood through salvation through Jesus. That's what it talks about. John 3:16, John 3:17. Okay. We're not to follow Moses. Moses was under the law, and the law was there to make the stiff-necked, to conform, to adapt, to grow, to change, to forsake the old ways and the old gods that they were induced with, you know, seduced by. But, again, there was a repetitive failure to understand that nature. So now we're under a new covenant. So understand that covenant before you start reading about an old one. And understand the one who gave us that covenant, the King of Kings, who came down off his throne and took the beating of a lifetime so that we would have that opportunity to be free. Like he says, "From the sun set free is free indeed. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty." So these are things that I hold very as high value. So anyway, I encourage you to read them. Yeah, again, I'm not going to tell you to believe or not to believe. That will be your decision, and entirely your decision. But at least you owe it to yourself before you make a decision on Jesus, because he's not religious. And you'll read that too. He's not a religious man. He's basically a spiritual man, or spiritual deity in the flesh. And he exemplifies the kingdom, showing us what we have to do. So again, encourage you to read it. On my site, I've got people there that are dedicated to get the truth out to you and to help you any way you can. You got Deanna Spingola, you got Fiona's House, I've got Sherry Three Arts Church, I got Yanni over in Europe, I've got Shai over in the Middle East, I've got Ty out in the West Coast, Brian in the West Coast. We got myself here in the central part of Ontario, central part of North America. We're all doing our best to give you guys what we can to help you, again, evolve and become enlightened, become informed, becoming wise. So again, check them out. Check out the sites. Help them any way you can financially, or if you can't, at least share their information. All right. So until the next segment. Oh, I forgot. We are still here by the grace of God. So until the next segment, to your health. Take care.